Time now to bring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for the Republican American Report. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American and joins us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are fine. How are you?
Yes, a busy weekend you had, huh? Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a busy Sunday. It was just one of those things where you decided, were you going to do it or not? Because it had to be done completely, because then I had to program the station for the week.
So
it had to all be done in one chunk.
I see.
And
okay.
So, you know what?
I don't understand any of that stuff, but whatever you did, it's wonderful.
Either do I. And
that's what the problem is, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
All right, so now,
but as long as public can hear us, we're good.
One of the stories I enjoyed this weekend looking at the Republican American was the bear story in Falls Village.
We have had, this was the week of bears and calendars.
Yeah.
Several talks about bears this week in Salisbury and in Falls Village. Salisbury, they just talked about the need to control the roaming of the bears who are spreading garbage around when they get out. And in Falls Village, they actually took action and passed an ordinance that doesn't allow you to feed bears. So while the selectmen don't want this to be punitive, they do want to try and control people who put out bird feeders and feed the bears or leave garbage unattended. So lots of talks about bears. It's becoming, as we all know, an increasingly dangerous problem because bears can get angry if they are mad enough.
They found out in the middle of Salisbury last year when they finally put the bear-proof containers at LeBron's and at several other merchants where that food sauce also all of a sudden was taken away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Surprise.
Yeah, that's the key is controlling the food because
they will not. They're not unintelligent, and what will happen is I learned this the hard way about 30 years ago. I used to put out suet for the birds.
Mm-hmm.
Then Robin Leach would have bear watches at my house. The guy would come pretty much, not Robin, the bear would come pretty much every X o'clock and bend over the thing. So took it away. Guess what?
No more bear.
Yep. So, but I enjoyed
they
that.
Alter their routes accordingly.
I enjoyed that story because that's the way you take away the food source, and you're still going to have a few roaming bears, but you won't have the continual bears coming into town like it's McDonald's. No, really, it's not a joke.
No, it is. It's not a joke. And when you see them right along Main Street, you know you have a problem.
Oh, you see a 500-pound bear roaming down Main Street.
Yep. So we'll see how it works out this year.
All right, well, tonight's another busy night, Ruth.
Don't remind me, Marshall.
I look at this and I laugh. The Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting with possible enforcement actions occurring 14 Perry Street and 81 Interlaken Road.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the Sharon Board of Education at 6, Sharon Inland Wetlands and Water Commission at 6:30, Falls Village Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen.
Yep.
I mean, the list goes on.
I thought last week was bad. This week is just as bad. And then on Wednesday night, we've got the continuation of the hearing on Metcalf before the Canaan Zoning Board of Appeals, which has become a really emotional issue. That's about the hot asphalt plant. And so on the weekends, we have the gallery show at Sharon Historical Society. And I'm sure there are things that I'm not even don't even have on the calendar that will appear later in the week.
Yeah, it's starting to get there. The Kent Library Association has their annual meeting where they invite the public in to see this weekend. And like you said, the Sharon Historical Society has the opening of that new show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting busy again.
It's very busy. And as you can see, the last week the talk at school boards was calendars, where this is going to be an ongoing issue, I think. The Region 1 board discussed it, the Kent board discussed it, and the Kellogg board discussed it. Boards are concerned about the number of days that the kids have off, that they aren't before the teachers. And Superintendent Pam Vogel said, professional development is extremely important, and achievement in the region is poor.
Well, and that's why the students need to see their teachers more. Yeah. It's broken up. It's the boards of education, I'm sorry, they have to get a spine. They have to stand up to the superintendent and say, listen, this is wrong. It's wrong for the teachers. It's wrong for the students. It's wrong for the parents. It's wrong.
Yeah, it's just, as was pointed out at Kellogg, we have, I think, proposed calendar has 15 full weeks in it. As Teresa Graney said, it's choppy. They're in, they're out, they're in, they're out. Half days, holidays, full days off. But the administration feels that the best way to deal with the educational problems are to put out more PD. So there are two sides. Obviously, two sides to this argument. And
professional development is important, but also important is continuity and everything.
Yeah, schedule. I hate to say schedule, but it's like you're doing this between X and Y, and this between X and Y, and this between X and Y.
Whether it's a school, whether it's a business, you know yourself, Ruth. Continuity is important in the newspaper business.
Yeah,
I mean you have to have the continuity. Now you might have weeks where you're short on news because there's no news, but the continuity of delivering news is important. I know in radio, the continuity of delivering pertinent information is important. It has to be there. People will not come to you if it's not there. If you're a store, you got to have your doors open at least 5 to 6 days a week, and you have to have set hours. And for students to learn, I'm sorry, you need continuity.
Well, that's what the board members who are opposed to this are saying. So they have put out a survey to survey the teachers and the pair of professionals, and to ask what they think is the best schedule, and we will be hearing the results of that. And the final say resides with the Region 1 Board of Education, so that's where it's going to come down to. And we'll see.
I don't think the Region 1 Board of Education has the spine to stand up to the superintendent. I just don't think they do. I think individual boards do. Because they're much more associated with their towns, but it seems like this Region 1 board will just go along with anything. So
it's going to be interesting, as you know. And as I say, it's I think it's going to be an ongoing one because I think both sides, like someplace else we know, are not about to give in. So
no, and the schedule thing is not a new thing. This is like the third year now.
We'll see. Yeah. Also discussed at the Region 1 was the problem of vaping, which is becoming a real concern, and the board is, and the administration are going to be looking into ways to try and address that problem. It's becoming more and more prevalent, more and more dangerous to the health of students. That's the e-smoking thing, and so that was a discussion that we're no doubt going to hear more about. We had a fun time at the Housatonic FFA annual banquet on Friday night. It's always a wonderful event with the kids doing just amazing things and being recognized for it, as well as community members being recognized and honored. And then on Saturday, this is really getting exciting. They're starting to set up the Railroad Museum at the station in Canaan, and it is going to be fantastic. I was up there, and the memorabilia and the artifacts that they have are just terrific, the Connecticut Railroad Association. So, and that combined with the brewery, I think, is really going to be bring people to the back to Canaan. That's what they're hoping.
It is a destination for people to come to.
Yes. Yes, and so very exciting. Mm-hmm. And we had a COG meeting this week, and the ongoing concerns about the lack of connectivity in the area, that's going to be an ongoing issue. And Marshall, that the topic of preserving land versus saving some for housing developments, we heard that over and over again. Heard it at COG, and now there are two land trusts, or three now, seeking to take more land for preservation, and there's the concern about young people not being able to come here. So lots of issues that are just going to continue all through 2019, no doubt.
All right. Well, yes. Ruth, have a good week. Have a good day today.
Yes.
Prepare for tonight.
Okay. Stay all warm, guys. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Ruth at rep-am.com.